Aber es ist wunderlich. Ja, wunderlich means...
crazy.
Yeah, but doesn't exactly fit it, so... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. My speaking is about the future of the widget package in the context of high DPI and TPTK. Especially newer monitors have a very improved resolution, and we can see above with a factor of 1 and a factor of 2.5, and we can in some cases not see why, where are lines to divide different groups or so. And this is the case why I look for a solution to get B-widget to scale. Not only the text, but also the lines, the sizes of areas and so on. And you see the difference, how I already have done with and without TTK. We have green buttons for the TTK with a teamed mode, and we have the old TK button, for example. This is that what already is done at the moment. The other elements are not fully changed or proposed. Oops. This is the demo. We all, I think, know this is with the original factor 1.0, and we have a TK scaling. With this, we can know that we have a high DPI monitor, and if we switch to the next one, we see some differences on high monitor. We have very small standard elements like checkboxes and ready boxes. The images are normally very small. We cannot see the lines, and we have no right padding, for example. And this should be accomplished. For the images, we can use a simple algorithm. We take zoom as first to enhance an existing image, and in the second part we can subsample this. This is not a nice algorithm, but it don't need any library. It uses the general how it's called GCD to get an what's called? To get an abstraction of the TK scaling factor, it's not the same. So we have it not, on the different for the team mode. This is all what we have, and we see only some small differences, but if we change mainly to dark mode or so, old TK doesn't switch. We have to use the palette mode and say I switch to another palette in this case, and with the new one it changes. And yeah, here we have a table of some DPIs for the first 12 pixel amounts, and can see how we can change. Normally we have a ratio of nearly 1:1 between pixel and pitch or RP, and this is the default for TK and for B-widget 2, And if we enhance all dimensions, all area sizes and so on, with simply adding a P at the end, then we see on this, for the image I show, we have 3 pixels wide lines, and so we can, on a high DPI monitor, see the line. Come back to the differences and restrictions we have between TK and TTK. We have many, many options, and we have subcommands for each of the different widgets. I have all in a list, and we see not all have a counterpart. And there is a tip 319 where it is asked for a backward compatibility to implement it to get TDK widgets act as a replacement for TK. So I can take an old script with TK, load the package TDK in the namespace and use the new widgets, the new guy elements with my old script. That for this is running, we need some enhancements. This is a longer table. the same course for the options. I have placed side by side TK, TDK, and B-widget, and we see not all options have a counterpart. Sometimes, like padding, we have pad X, pad Y, and padding. Here is the same like TK, because it's from there. Sometimes we have no corresponding B-widget element. It's only an example. I have a complete list for such. And this is a base to look where we can go further. Additionally, we have only in TK shorter ones for BG, for background, for example, what not exists in TDK. Maybe we can enhance. Another point on high DPI is the relation of fonts for text. We have the text fonts, they are scaled by default, mainly the TK fonts, from the main TK, and we have mainly ANSI fixed, system fixed, and so on. They are not scaled by default. And if I have an old script and start maybe an online help, I get small text I cannot read anymore on high DPI. The window is small, I can make it greater, but the font don't scale. And with scaled, like TK fixed font, I get it relabeled. And so we have a point to say, first we scale our font as a change. And the second one, we have for the text widget and virtual graphics area, this is restricted to 32,000 pixels, and all what can be plotted on this area is visible. All what is not visible, what is outside of this area, cannot be shown, even with a scroll bar, because this is the main restriction. I have a small solution, but it's not ready. I think of a movable start of the text instead of this graphics viewport. Think of lines and columns, not on graphic points and lines, And if we move the text by 600 rows and take this part from the text by introspection, for example, we can make the text widget independent from the graphics resolution. Yeah, this is for short. And by the last, I have some bugs resolved, because the future of BWidget should be bright. I found long ever existing bugs, and the use command for color is solved. It was not written in the package index. We have the password and request dialogues, where we had wrongly written class names at the end of the path. Third, we have a select color with normally 12 user colors, but only 11 was defined. And finally, I recovered the calendar widget. There was in the repository a zip file, zip archive, and it was wrongly committed, and I restored it and make some enhancement, especially for language, here the German one, and we can now embed it in a window. Yeah, so I hope it will read right. Thank you.
Please, John.
So first, thank you, because when we started this coffee machine, the tablet was just 1280 by 800 8 years ago, and I was programming with Tickle and BWidgets and TKWidgets, and when people would buy higher resolution, high DPI, it would become completely unusable. So all the widgets would become extremely small. We've partially solve that by rewriting some widgets, but some of them in Tickle TK, Answering TK, or BWidgets, or BWidgets are just really useful. So that's the first thing I'd say, is thank you for the effort on this, because super high resolution tablets are really a thing, and people don't really think about TK on tablets much, but it really works very well with Android. It's a great way to write apps. The other thing I'd say is maybe a future request, which is, when you're dealing with a tablet, nothing smaller than 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter should be on screen as a tappable thing. That's as small as our fingers can go. So things like this calendar widget are tremendously useful, but currently not really usable on a tablet. And I saw some, I think you see, for example, 2025 with the up and down. Those are not possible with fingers. So, and I'm not saying we need to lowest common denominator and make the desktop have everything be big buttons, but some way to address that would be nice. We've done a whole, I don't know, I shouldn't say we, because an open source person wrote a typical graphical toolkit called Dewey. Maybe you and I should talk, and I'll show you some of the things he's done, because they're all finger-friendly widgets. Not really programmed that well for other people to use. It was very much for coffee machine use. It might inspire you to go, okay, that's what a finger-friendly version of this widget would look like.
Yeah.
But, thanks.
Yeah.
I guess that wasn't
for,
a question.
For BWidget, for BWidget, I can say the triangles are made by a graphic. And so if we scale the graphic to the buttons will be greater. This is the first. The second part where if you have a tablet or so, we had to know as Tickle script that we are on such a device to have a chance to change widget A to widget B, to have such things, or to make the buttons side by side to have it bigger also.
You can find, you can find out whether you are on Android, for example.
Yeah.
That is no problem.
Just not form package.
No.
platform package, and it's not working on if you on Androvish, it will tell you its alignments. There is no way to know which device you're on.
That is not right.
No.
You can just ask whether you are on Android. So I can show you the maybe the
I guess one other thing, which is we have to support a lot of other languages, and sometimes when you load other fonts, like the Thai national font, for example, there's a TTF file that Thai government puts out, the way the font heights work doesn't work well with widgets that define by lines.
Yeah.
You know about this already?
Maybe we see it here. It's in German.
Yes.
You see here, it ends because the area is too small. It is think of English language. The area is fixed, and if we change by MC catalog also the language, the words don't fit in.
That is a quite general problem.
Yeah.
That is not the specialty of Tikal or TK. In almost every program I have seen, you can encounter the same problem.
I mean, an amazing feature would be to say max width of this text thing, and then for the widget to scale the font down until it actually fit in the max width.
As far as I see it, TK has all these features,
yes.
But we don't usually set these options. Okay.
Okay, great.
Please. That gave me an idea, maybe should add an option if it doesn't already exist to query whether the text fits into the widget.
We have it.
yeah, because then you can just write a test basically that instantiates all your windows and then tests whether nothing overlaps, no widget overlaps.
Normally we don't need such a test because we don't have to say only fit in 12 pixels.
If it should you don't be, give it a strict be, pixel size to
yes,
some frames, then the
it's
problem
a bad design from former times, and now we have responsible design. And say what you need, you get it.
Yeah.
And if it not is enough with maximum size, then break it down to the next line.
So PayMidget was designed in 1995 for EDF in France by Eric Goudalier. Eric is still there, and it is a masterpiece, but it's from 95. And 95, they designed by Pixel, and it was only designed for French language. That's another point.
Yeah.
So it is already English, it has sometimes problems, because it was designed for French national electricity company, which would never, never, never speak one word of English. So. So that's a bit of background, and I'm the maintainer of that thing, and I'm, well, my humble opinion is that PayMidget is great, but it is in so many points outdated, and the second point is we don't have any people anymore who understand this masterpiece under the hood. So I personally, we have Mr. Scaling here. Mr. Scaling has, so we did that to have all graphics in SVG, to have some scale at all. So Java has done that for main TK, for all stuff. And I have shown that the last time we can scale much more, and it is all looking great. And now the widgets may follow. So we have that in main TK, but we don't have that in VWidget. And why? I'm a bit hesitant to get all that enhancement in PayMidget because you see that here very well. The basic design is really by pixels. So it is really set, this is this pixel size all. And you have to redesign all that, and that's sort of a pain.
The problem came up because we use the same sizes, but not a factor.
The
font sizes, but and nobody with a finger taps, you say, can tap the color.
Absolutely.
And even if the image will be smaller, if it scale it, I have to notice for the algorithm where I have to click to scale the click and so on.
So what was written.
Yes.
So I can also for everybody, so if, for example, you have an option border width, and before it was always set to 2, for example, to have a line of 2. And now we always say 2p, which means points, and which scale, which is all, which is a physical unit.
Yeah.
It so it may be 10 pixels, maybe 20, and so on. So that's what was said by Thomas's magic p. And Tickle 9 has implemented the standard values everywhere scalable. So before they were all like that, and now we have the physical units in there.
Yeah.
But that's standard Tickle. Okay, great. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thomas.